ABC Radio Australia.
Top story, not just of today, but of the last few days, which is the political situation in Samoa. The suggestion is that there are two prime ministers at the moment, but as far as the Fast Party are concerned, they have the majority of MPs, 26, and they were sworn in yesterday, albeit in controversial circumstances, and Fiamme Naomi Mataafa has been declared Prime Minister of Samoa. Tuu Lepisalele, though, is reluctant to give up the reins. He's been in charge for 22 years and described the swearing-in ceremony as illegitimate and an act of treason. Now, the question is, will the new Prime Minister be recognised? As far as the Federated States of Micronesia are concerned, the answer to that is yes. They have become the first Pacific Island nation to formally recognise Fiamme as the new leader of Samoa. We're joined now by the President of the Federated States of Micronesia, David Panuelo. Mr. President, good morning. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Good morning, Richard. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, why did you take this decision? Were you intending to be the first to recognize Fiamme as Prime Minister of Samoa, or is it just a timing?
Well, you know, exactly. You asked me why did Davidson publicly support the newly sworn-in Prime Minister Fiamme. Davidson announced its support for the newly sworn-in Prime Minister Fiamme for the same reasons that we denounced former U.S. President Donald Trump for his embrace of fascism and rejection of democracy. It's a matter of principle and standing up for what we believe. It's about doing the right thing, Richard. And I do make sure it's said out loud. Democracy, democratic elections, where the will of the people has the most power. And that's the right thing to do. And it's necessary to stand up for what is right, in my opinion. The Supreme Court, in our following the developments in Samoa, the Supreme Court overturned the extra seat and rejected the new election process. So Prime Minister Fiamme's party has the majority of members. It's the process where an independent joined them, making them the majority. And the Supreme Court said that Parliament must convene. So the rule of law is always worth standing up for, in my opinion.
So have you been in touch with Fiamme? Have you had a chance to speak to her and pass on your thoughts personally?
Well, we were trying yesterday, but it was late night. So I intend when I get rid of my engagements this morning, I will have our Department of Foreign Affairs try to reach her so that I can convey my congratulations. But, you know, this thing is very important for the FSM. In the issue I was mentioning yesterday in the United States, all throughout November to early January, you know, if you're paying attention, people could see that former President Trump was seeking to destroy democracy by casting the opposition as the villains, by suggesting that democratic processes are fraudulent, and finally by calling on their supporters to formally remove the U.S. Congress. Because the FSM is a friend and ally of the United States, we have a responsibility to their people and to let them know that we support them, that they are not alone, and that we support democracy. It's similar to what you're seeing in Samoa today, in my opinion. Anyone paying attention, as the world is paying attention to Samoa, you can see that the party in power has rejected the decisions of their own Supreme Court. I appreciate some might say it's an internal issue, but if you were watching the speeches Fiamme gave and Sailela gave, Fiamme specifically called upon democratic countries to please help and voice their concerns. And Sailela said that Fiamme and FAST party are traitors who will be dealt with. The people of Samoa are friends of the FSM. I don't care too much about what the geopolitical experts have to say or think. The right thing to do is the right thing to do. And standing up for the average person, standing up for democracy itself, to me is a very much the right thing to do.
I'm presuming, of course, that you will have encountered Tuu Lepo while he's been the Prime Minister in Samoa on a number of occasions. I assume you also have a view of how he's conducted himself as Prime Minister. But in light of what's happened in the 45, 46 days now since the election, has his reputation built over more than two decades been tarnished in your view?
You know, I cannot really judge a person. Sailela is a very good leader. I've engaged him at the last Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu. And of course, the Troika Plus are also engaging the Pacific Island members of the forum in the North Pacific, the Micronesian President Summit. And so we've been having very good, respectful dialogue, during which they apologize for our, you know, not seeing the equity and representation in the forum. So I think I will leave that for the Samoan people to judge in terms of how they regard their own leader. But I will not cast a judgment. I know what I can see is that in the FSM, when we appoint our justices to the Supreme Court, they are lifetime careers so that politicians don't influence and or exert any kind of political influence, that their decisions must be independent. And that's how I view the Court of Samoa, that it must be respected as they interpret the Constitution, that they must meet within 45 days. And I think that was what Fiamme was trying to do, not to exhaust the 45 days and not comply and abide by the Constitution. The court joined her, and I don't know what could be above the court. If anything is above the court, then we're going to cast our own interpretations rather than listening to the highest body of the land in Samoa, which is the court.
Just a final point. I mean, you are the first of the Pacific Island leaders to come out and formally recognise Fiamme as Prime Minister of Samoa. Are you in any way sending a signal or a message to your fellow Pacific Island leaders and indeed to the Prime Ministers of Australia and New Zealand?
Well, you know, Richard, Australia and New Zealand and the Pacific Islands Forum, for that matter, all have important economic and cultural ties with Samoa. I again disagree with them for being silent for now, but I understand it. If silence undermines and destroys democracy in Samoa, the country itself doesn't disappear overnight. You still have to talk with their government, and you still have to find a way to work together. The difference for me, Richard, comes down to trust. I mentioned if Donald Trump's coup was successful, that would have deeply disrupted FSM's relationship with the United States, because we would have known that the United States rejected democracy and the principles it says it stands for. If Sailele's coup, as it seems, is successful, the FSM will always remain a friend to the Samoan people, but the Samoan government will be illegitimate in my eyes, and you know, the issue of trust will be a difficult one to kind of engender. So I know in my heart that doing the right thing is hard, but that when you do the right thing, it's like you have 1,000 soldiers backing you up, so to speak. That's my faith, and that's the way I see things. And I really wish for the people of Samoa to have a peaceful transition, because in the FSM, we deeply respect, peaceful and orderly transition of power of government. But those are my views, and I didn't mean to come in as the first, country to recognize the newly sworn-in prime minister. I was just doing what I think is right, and it's not a matter of race to be the first one. And so those are the views that I can share with you, Richard, and thank you for having your program, for having me.
Mr. President, thank you for joining us from the FSM this morning and explaining your reasons for backing Fiamme as Prime Minister of Samoa. It'll be interesting to see how your fellow leaders react, but thank you once again for joining us.
Okay, thank you, and take care. Bye-bye.
President David Panuelo, President of the Federated States of Micronesia, the first of the Pacific Island leaders to formally recognise Fiamme Naomi Mataafa as the new Prime Minister of Samoa.